I'm Melanie Wright with the Utah Public Service Commission. I serve as the And this evening, we are having the public witness hearing in docket 1404301. This matter was originally set as a rate increase hearing and subsequently was heard as a stipulation hearing earlier today. So this evening is the date and time for the public witness portion of the hearing. And let's start by taking appearances.
Kira Slauson from Blackburn and Stahl on behalf of Gunnison Telephone Company, and with me I have Natalie Gleave from Gunnison Telephone Company.
Thank you, Ms. Slauson. Will Ms. Gleave be providing testimony this evening?
She can provide testimony regarding the notice.
Okay.
But we also have copies of the notices.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
And Justin Jetter for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
And Mr. Jetter, will you be calling a witness this evening?
I will not.
Okay.
Cheryl Murray with the Office of Consumer Services, and I'm just here to sign anyone up who wants to speak.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate you being here. Mr. Sanders on the telephone, could you please identify yourself for the record?
This is Ken Sanders. I'm the regional manager of the Gunnison Telephone Company.
Okay. And do you wish to provide testimony or comment this evening, sir?
I don't.
Okay. So you're on the line to listen and observe, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Natalie Gleave is our representative company.
Okay, thank you. You may hold the line, sir. Ms. Lawson, let's start with you and with the exhibit that you mentioned in your opening.
We actually have two exhibits because, as you know, there was originally a hearing set for September. And so the first exhibit that we have is the notice that was first sent out by the company, and I guess I'll have Ms. Gleave authenticate that if that works for the commission.
Either way is fine.
Oh, okay, so I'll just proffer that this first exhibit was provided in the customer's bill on July 1st of 2014.
Thank you. And do you have a copy for the reporter?
I do. I wrote on it first, so I can just cross that out.
Actually,
you can have my clean copy.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you. We'll make that part of the transcript.
Okay.
So, how did you want that to be marked?
We can mark that as Gunnison Telephone Company Exhibit 1, Hearing Exhibit 1. And then I also have what we would like marked as Gunnison Telephone Company Hearing Exhibit 2. Thank you. And this notice was provided to the customers in their August 1st bill. This notice also has appeared on the website since August 1st and is currently on the website now, and has also been a handout that customers could take when they come into the office. And finally, it was posted in the office when customers appeared. And it shows that the date and time for the public witness hearing is 5:00 on August 19th, 2014 at room 451, the Heber M. Wills Building in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you, Ms. Lawson.
We don't have anything further.
Okay. Give me just one moment. We'll be off the record. I wanted to take a look at these. Thank you for providing these. The commission would like to have these included as part of the transcript, if that's okay with you. I mean, typically you would be moving to do that.
Yeah, we would move to admit these as part of the transcript.
Okay, very good. Any objection?
No.
Okay. They're both admitted. And Ms. Marie, thank you again for being here this evening to help facilitate this hearing. Are you aware of anyone who intends to speak this evening?
I'm not.
Okay. Ms. Lawson, typically what we would do is we would wait probably a few more minutes longer just in case somebody's trying to get parked and into the building. But in the meantime, do you wish to call either Ms. Gleave or Mr. Sanders, in as much as it is a public witness hearing and they're welcome to give comment or testimony if you'd like them to do so?
We don't need to give additional testimony at this time. Okay. We handled it earlier. That would be fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Mr. Jetter, if you don't mind me asking you, please, are you aware of anyone who's going to be appear at this hearing?
No, we haven't received any indication from anyone of intent to appear.
Okay. And I realize that you're not testifying, but we'll take your proffer on this. Are you aware of anybody who has opposed this stipulation, and in as much as there's a rate increase and decrease as well as an increase in USF as part of this docket?
No, I'm not aware of any opposition.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Murray, I realize that the office isn't actively involved with this docket, but again, we really do appreciate you being here to facilitate. And I may be asking you the same thing I asked you before, but in a slightly different way. In as much as the office interacts with the public and with customers in general, is the office aware of any opposition to the pending application?
We are not. We have not received any inquiries even asking about the matter.
So okay. We
aren't aware of any opposition
okay. Or
anyone who plans to come.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I also note that You're not under oath, but we'll take that as a proffer. So, thank you. We'll be off the record. And let's do the record. It is now 5:16, and it is 16 minutes after the noted time for this hearing. And we've had no one show for public comment in this matter. And Ms. Murray, I understand that you've made an extra effort to check to see if anyone has tried to get into the building or tried to get here. And could you please state what you found when you went downstairs?
Yes, I checked with the security guard on the first floor, and he said no one has tried to come in to come to the hearing.
Okay, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
And thank you for reporting on that. Well, everyone, this hearing is adjourned. Thank you very much for being here. And again, thank you again, Ms. Murray, for your help and coordinating. Hope you have a very nice weekend or evening, and an order will be forthcoming.
Thank you.